After 6 weeks of testimony in the Bridgegate trial, the evidence is all in. We've had an inside look at the inner workings of the Christie administration and the Port Authority, and it hasn't been a pretty picture. Joining us to discuss testimony is WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so what do we know now and what actually happened before those traffic jams in Fort Lee back in September of 2013?
So prior to that, years prior, Christie had set up a political operation inside the governor's office to win Democratic endorsements. This dated back to 2011, when his staff would track things all the way from gifts of pieces of burnt World Trade Center steel to tickets.
Really? Wow.
They had it on a Google spreadsheet. So they were tracking things like that, to even things like tickets to the governor's box at Giants games in MetLife Stadium. And these things would be doled out to mayors and other officials who were considered likely to endorse Christie. And we also learned that Christie personally placed a dark arts political operative, David Wildstein, inside the Port Authority to use what Wildstein called the Port Authority goodie bag. And that included sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars that they spent on projects they knew weren't necessary to win Democratic endorsements.
And it wasn't just about these prizes, it was also retaliation, right?
Correct. So there was testimony and documents were introduced showing that Christie was personally involved in retaliating against Steve Fulop, the Jersey City mayor, for not endorsing. And that Christie told Wildstein that Fulop was to be, quote, iced out 100%. And also that Christie, through his chief of staff, had defendant Bridget Kelly cancel meetings that had been set up with Fulop to punish Fulop for not endorsing. So all of that takes place prior to the infamous email, mm-hmm. just prior. Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee, which is sort of what launched this whole criminal trial. And here's where we get two different stories. David Wildstein says the plan all along was to punish the mayor of Fort Lee for not endorsing. But Bridget Kelly, one of the defendants, says that Wildstein came to her with what he called a crazy idea, which was to improve the traffic on the George Washington Bridge so that Governor Christie and Governor Cuomo could have a big bipartisan press conference just before Election Day. Either plan is pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. But in any event, Kelly says she went to Christie and asked for the green light and that Christie gave it. And if you think about it, sending an email like time for some traffic problems suggests in itself that Kelly was getting permission from someone higher up.
Okay, but if that's true, what does that say about everything Governor Christie has said about not knowing about this, about being blindsided?
Right. So Christie said that on January 9th. That was the day that he came out and he had this big mea culpa press conference after the release of all these emails. Christie, at the time, was the front runner for the Republican nomination for president, and he came out on national television, and he described a staff meeting that he had a month earlier trying to get to the bottom of it. And he says he told everybody to come and talk to his chief of staff or his chief counsel, Kevin O'Dell and Charlie McKenna, about the closures if they had any information.
Over the course of the next hour, Kevin and Charlie interviewed each member of my senior staff, came back and reported to me that they all reported that there was no information other than what we already knew.
So there's been testimony in this trial that that simply wasn't the case. Remember, he's saying this at the mea culpa press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Both of the defendants, Wildstein, who's pleaded guilty, and people who are current Christie allies, said he and his top people, Charlie and Kevin, that he mentioned, began getting information in mid-October, months before that press conference, about his staff involvement.
Now, of course, Christie is not on trial. These top aides are not on trial. How does it look for the two defendants who are on trial?
So one of them, Bill Baroni, has portrayed himself as a dupe of Wildstein's political machinations. And I think it's pretty clear from the evidence that Wildstein was more in the inner circle. But Baroni led a huge transportation agency, and it's still a big question what he was thinking. As for Kelly, she's established that she was not in Christie's inner circle, that Governor Christie, who was, by all accounts, both hands-on and frequently vengeful, surrounded himself with men who were also like that, including Wildstein. So she's portrayed herself as not having the power, However, some of her emails and texts are pretty rough, and she has to convince the jury that she meant what she says they did, not how they sound. One thing that's pretty clear, Barone and Kelly weren't talking to each other. They weren't in communication. Everything that they did through Wildstein. So the jury has to somehow convince that those mediated communications were a conspiracy to shut down this bridge to punish the mayor of Fort Lee.
And now they could be going to prison for a conspiracy, right? And
they could be.
Closing arguments begin today?
That's right. Today, we expect them today and tomorrow. Jury deliberations start Monday.
Okay. WNYC Senior Editor for Politics and Policy, Andrea Bernstein. Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank you.